So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. It's me, Tommy Freedom, coming at you for another 30 minutes. Now, I've got a couple things I'm going to go over with you this week, but I want to start out with something a little bit lighthearted, which I do occasionally do on this show. But this is something I came across. It's an old article. Apparently, this goes back to 2013, originally. Now, this article was put out on May 24th, but the incident itself happened back in 2013. And it is entitled, Pig Steals 18 Beers from Campers, Gets Drunk, and Starts a Fight with Cow. Now, you would think by that title that would be somewhere here down south. But no, it is actually down under in a place I've never heard of. It's called Port Hedland. I don't know what state that's in. It just says Port Hedland, Australia. But it says, according to the OutdoorRevival.com, back in 2013, some campers were having a weekend of fun with bonfires and drinking when they woke up during the night to find a pig finishing off 18 cans of their beer. So apparently, some careless campers had left their beer out before they went to bed, and not realizing the danger that they had actually put their beer in, it was reported to the campsite owners that there had been a pig running around for the past few nights getting into people's belongings. And one camper who was set up across from the victim said that he or she woke up and witnessed it all. It was in the middle of the night, and there was these people opposite of us, and I heard this crunching of the can, and they got their torch out and shined it on the pig, and there he was, crunching away at their cans. And by the time the pig was spotted, he was slamming down their last beer and he ran off. Then, according to witnesses, he went away to go dig through the trash for something to eat. I guess he quenched his thirst, now he needed to get something to eat. And he was clearly buzzed at this point, and they stated he started a fight with a cow. Now, why there was a cow in the campground, I don't know. It doesn't get into detail. It just has the next witness. A lady named Marita, who witnessed it, said, then he went and raided their rubbish, and there were some other people camped out right on the edge of the river, and they saw him running around their vehicle, being chased by a cow. Apparently, the pig showed up several nights in a row, causing chaos and helping himself to anything he could find to pig out on. Pardon the pun. Then comes the next part here, entitled, Drunk Pig Passes Out. After doing battle with the cow, which they still don't say where it came from, the pig allegedly made its way to a river where he passed out drunk, laying under a tree for shelter. Some curious campers who heard about the ruckus went to look for him the next morning and found him in the same spot and snapped a picture of him, which they show. This is not a domestic pig. This is a wild boar. It's all spotted. It's mostly black with some gray on its face and all black spots on its face. Very definitely a young wild boar. Now, as funny as the story is, unfortunately did not end well for the pig. It wasn't long before he tried to cross the road, still buzzed and hung over, and got hit by a truck passing through. Witnesses later found out it was him because of the unique markings on his ear. Oh man, you just can't make this up. Now, there's some comments below, and the first one up here says, moral, don't be a drunken pig. Sometimes the best stories are the true stories, and you just can't make this stuff up. You really can't. But anyway, I wanted to start the show off on a lighthearted note. I think that did it. It's been kind of hot down here the past couple of weeks. I know it's really, really bizarre because right now we're getting just tons of rain here in the south, and out west they're on fire again, which we have been seeing this pattern happen for the past several years as we gear up HAARP and the Chinese gear up theirs and the Russians gear up theirs and the Indians gear up theirs. So we've got scorching fires on one side of the country and drenching rains on the other, which we saw several years ago in Russia and in China when we were doing it to them. So with all the problems we've been having with Russia and China, there's no telling which one of them is doing it. But it's just amazing to see that much rain and water parked here over the south while the West is just dry, tinder dry. It's amazing. But the point I was getting to was it's been really hot, and my air conditioning went out the other day. Well, it was the end of last week. It went real low, and it was coming and it was going, so I added some Freon to it. Well, it's refrigerant now. And my manager, where I work, said, well, you know, it shouldn't be losing pressure like that. You know, you should go ahead and get one of those cans and put in where it's got the oil and stuff in there. It's got stop leak. So I tried that, and initially it got a little bit better, and then it was blowing warmer than it should have been. So I thought, well, I overcharged it. So I went out and I bought a hose that had a gauge on it, put the can of refrigerant on there, and it was kind of low, so I added some to it, and then it was too high, so I bled some off, and this went back and forth. And the more I tried to fix it, the worse it got. So at that point, a smart man can admit when he's in over his head. So I said, I'm going to take it somewhere and get this thing serviced because I just don't know what I'm doing and I'm just making it worse. So my manager said, well, I got the gauges at the house and everything. I got the vacuum pump. We'll just bring it over to my house on Saturday morning and we'll go ahead. We'll drain the system. We'll illegally release. Yeah, sure. And we'll professionally drain the system, put the pump on there, vacuum everything out because there might be some junk in there, some water or some oil from the stop leak, who knows. So we get over there. I bought some cans of refrigerant to take over because we had to completely drain the system and refill it. So the first can was okay. It went in. And second can, it wasn't working. It's just, after about half an hour, the pressure hadn't changed at all. And we knew that it was okay because the system was holding air, or a negative vacuum is what you do. And when you evacuate it, some water vapor would come out. So that was probably the reason it wasn't working so well. There was some water vapor in there. But after getting a little bit from the first can in there that was left in it, the second can, nothing was going in. And he's turning the knobs, and he's fidgeting here, and he's adjusting that. And I'm like, these gauges look pretty new. Is this the first time you've used them? He said, no, I've used them before. He said, it's just not working for some reason. So he unscrewed the can from his gauges, and it was full. He said, there's nothing coming out. He said, it's not releasing. So I looked on the can, and apparently these new cans now were self-sealing, and the old-style hoses and fittings that you screw on and puncture the can don't work anymore. So we spent a half an hour, what we thought was adding refrigerant to the system, and in fact, the can was not open at all. So, yeah, that was a waste of 30 minutes. Ended up having to use the gauge that I brought along after all. But finally got it done. I have some cool air. I have some air conditioning again, which is great, because prior to all this rain, it had been up in the mid-90s, and thank goodness when the AC went out on me and was blowing nothing but warm air, and the whole thing was just recycling, time after time after time, where I had to shut the system off, that it was only in the mid to upper 80s. It wasn't quite as bad. But now I got some AC going again. I feel a whole lot better. Took the time yesterday when I came home to change the cabin filter, which had never been changed. It's only got 127,000 miles on it. Got that all taken care of, topped off all my fluids, scrubbed off everything, changed my air filter, and got going again. So hopefully these coming weeks will be a little bit more pleasant. But I just feel so badly for everybody who's burning up like that. Of course, the rain we needed, but after a week or so, it gets to be a bit much, especially when you're having to drive around like I do with the window rolled down, and it's raining cats and dogs, and it's just coming right in the window. That's absolutely no fun whatsoever. What is fun, however, is hearing this story that came out the other day about several people being injured at the Washington, D.C. Gay Pride Parade from an apparent gun scare. Several people were injured at a Gay Pride Parade in Washington this past Saturday when some in the crowd ran to escape from what they thought were gunshots, and a man was later arrested when police found a firearm near him, officials said. Now, they haven't released the name of the individual who was found with the firearm near him. See, it wasn't even found on him. It was just found near him, so he was automatically charged. And people said they saw the guy and they heard what they thought were gunshots, so they all panicked. And, of course, you see this on TV, and they look like ants running around, people running back and forth and bumping into each other and knocking each other down and trampling them, and that's how people get hurt like this. It says seven of them were taken to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries they sustained in the disturbance, and a number of other people with minor injuries were treated at the scene. Well, personally, with that many fags and lesbians there, if I were a first responder, I would be dressed head to toe in NBC suits. No telling how much AIDS would be leaking onto the sidewalks there. But, you know, I brought up a point. My dad brought up an even better one. I said, you know, just jokingly, maybe it was a car backfiring. And he said, yeah, or somebody with fireworks. Now, just think about that, folks. A pack of firecrackers can easily be snuck into one of these events. What if, in the future, someone decided to start going to these things and throwing firecrackers into the crowd? That would be pretty hilarious. See how these people react like that. No crime would really be committed because you weren't actually hollering fire in a crowded theater and you didn't really have a gun. You just had a pack of firecrackers, which might be a misdemeanor or maybe not even a misdemeanor, depending upon what state you're in. But it's time that really people did start targeting, if they're going to target events like this. This is the type of event that they really need to target, because these people are the scourge of the earth. They don't have rights. They're not human beings. Half of them don't even know what gender they are. They were born a girl, now they're a boy. They were born a boy, now they're a girl. They're unsure. It's sick the way that this country is gone and the way that this world is going, because the liberals in this country have allowed this garbage. They have encouraged this garbage. And now, to most millennials, it's the norm. But it's anything from normalcy, folks. That is the last thing in the world that what they do is. It is not normal. It's wrong. Even if you don't believe in God, you understand that that kind of sick, twisted behavior is wrong, pure and simple. Now, speaking of that, did you know that our embassies around the world have been flying the Gay Pride flag in June almost every year for a certain number of years now to celebrate Gay Pride? I didn't know this was going on. But apparently this year, the Trump administration reportedly rejected several U.S. embassies' requests to fly the Rainbow Pride flag this past June for LGBTQRSPUV Pride Month. U.S. embassies in Germany, Israel, Brazil, and Latvia requested permission from the State Department to fly the flag over their flagpoles and were denied. All right, it's about time. When the U.S. Embassy in Berlin asked to fly the rainbow flag during the city's Pride Week at the end of June, this crap's going on around the world, folks. It's not just here. It's all around the world. Now, the U.S. ambassador to Germany is a queer named Richard Grinnell. Said he plans to hang a huge banner on the side of the embassy during Pride Month anyway, in violation of this. The president's recognition of Pride Month and his tweet encouraging our decriminalization campaign gives me even more pride to once again march in the Berlin Pride Parade, hang a huge banner on the side of the embassy recognizing our pride, host multiple events at the embassy and the residents, and fly the Gay Pride flag, Grinnell said. It's just disgusting, folks. It really is. And I think the American people are really starting to get fed up with this crap. I know Trump is, because at the end of this article here, it goes on to say, you know, related articles. Trump's transgender military ban is now in effect. Good. A Supreme Court remade by Trump to decide crucial gay rights case. Awesome, because maybe that's going to overturn some of this garbage. You know, this all went on during Clinton and then Obama's reigns of terror, where they completely raped the Constitution and this country and turned all of these rights over to these sick, twisted, and demented people. It's just absolutely disgusting. As I said just a few minutes ago, But now you've got someone in office who's, I think, going to do something about it. It is not right. It is not natural. These people have a mental illness that makes them do this. And now it's being openly taught in our schools to our children that it's okay. And folks, it is anything but okay. And now you have this guy that Rush calls Mayor Pete, who has a last name that nobody can pronounce, Ball Gag, whatever his name is, Pete, whatever his name is, running for president of the United States. Now, there's a lot of real big losers running on the Democratic side this time around, and it just goes to show that we have reached the bottom of the barrel. I mean, these people are scum from the bottom of the bucket. I mean, they're worse than bilge waste from an old sailing ship that they're dragging up here to run for president. But when someone who is openly gay is running for president of the United States, we're at a point in time where we really need to stop and think about things, folks. We need to make some big decisions here. Can you imagine if a queer became president of the United States? We saw what happened when Obama was in office and how people were afraid to speak up against him because he was black. If a queer gets in there, oh, you will see actual open discrimination against straight people. You will see it, folks. Because they will use that opportunity to put themselves on top and do exactly to us what they feel has been done to him, to them, I should say. So there is absolutely no way that we can allow this to happen. And it's not going to. I mean, the man is not going to become president. But it is scary that he is actually out there openly campaigning and kissing his husband smack on the lips in front of everyone. It is just absolutely disgusting. Well, it is so disgusting, and I'm tired of talking about it, and it's a good time for a break. When I come back, I want to talk about the borders, what's being done to secure them, and some more information about Pelosi and her calls for the I word. And no, it is not impeachment. I'll be back in a couple minutes, folks.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net, and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud. Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. So before I get to Nancy Pelosi and her use of an I word, which is not impeachment, and you've heard the news, you know what it is, I'll get into that in detail, it's imprisonment, let me talk to you about someone who is still throwing around the other I word, which is impeachment, and that is one Chelsea Handler. Now, she has slammed Trump for calling semi-automatic rifles as entertainment, and she says it's grounds for impeachment. What a load. So apparently, last Wednesday morning, it's been a week ago, Donald Trump was on Piers Morgan for Good Morning Britain, and he explained that he doesn't support gun control or weapons bans because gun owners have a tremendous amount of fun. And he went on to say, well, a lot of them use them for entertainment. They do. And then Piers Morgan said, why would anyone in America need a semi-automatic AR-15 assault rifle at home? And then he continued, are guns entertainment? So Trump responded, for some people, it's entertainment. They go out and they shoot and they go to ranges and they have a tremendous amount of fun. And he also said that people would be sitting ducks without firearms and said that the 2015 attacks in Paris would have never happened if Bataclan concertgoers had been armed, and he is spot on, 100%. Well, this apparently put Chelsea Handler into a tizzy, and she argued that the president's description of semi-automatic assault rifles as entertainment is grounds for impeachment. She also called on politicians to back gun control and stand up to the NRA. Now, here's what the dumb broad had to say. Trump telling Piers Morgan that semi-automatic guns are for entertainment is grounds for impeachment. There are thousands of parents grieving and he calls guns entertainment. I can't wait to elect a strong leader who has the courage to stand up the NRA. That will be a leader. Well, let's take a look at this. She's saying that is grounds for impeachment. No, it's not. Impeachment is crimes and high misdemeanors. Okay. So let me explain, if there are any of you antis out there who are tuning in, let me actually explain to you what impeachment really is. Because there is a misconception out there that impeachment means you're going to jail. If you're impeached, you're going to prison. No. Impeachment is the same thing that in a civilian court, you're having a trial. In the military, you're court-martialed. In the government, you're impeached. All it is a hearing where you defend yourself. Charges are brought and you defend yourself, and they have to be legitimate charges. So just saying that he can be impeached for calling semi-automatic guns as entertainment is a load of crap, Chelsea. It goes to show just how little these people really know about the law. They have no idea what they're talking about. There's a general misconception out there, as I said, that impeachment means prison, and it doesn't. You remember Bill Clinton was impeached. It never got a conviction in the Senate. He was impeached. He was brought up on charges. That was it. End of story. And I'm sure there are a lot of these morons out there who actually think that if Trump is impeached and then prosecuted, and he does end up being removed from office, that will nullify the elections, that Hillary Clinton will automatically become president. No, that's not how it works. Mike Pence will then become president, and they will like him even less. These people are just absolute morons who have no concept of the law. They have no idea of the things that they're talking about, and this is just more and more evident every day. So now that I've talked about I word number one, impeachment, let me talk about Nancy Pelosi and her I word, imprisonment. Now, we know that she doesn't want to impeach Trump because she knows what that would do politically. It would be devastating against the Democratic Party in 2020. But to sort of placate the people who are backing her and the other left-wing liberal morons out there, now she's saying, no, I don't want him impeached. I want him in prison. Well, that is a huge step. To my knowledge, I don't believe that any Speaker of the House has ever before in history openly called for the imprisoning of the President of the United States. This is a first. And this just shows how dangerous these people are and what they're thinking. Their backs are against the wall, and they are desperate, folks. They are desperate to do something. Now, she's saying he needs to be in prison because he has ruined this nation, and we have to take it back to the way it was. Well, actually, we are taking it back to the way it was before the liberals and the progressives came along and screwed it all up. Donald Trump is the first step in restoring this power. And there are people out there who are openly saying that the laws need to be changed, that Congress needs to pass laws so that Donald Trump can't act like a president, and that it would dissuade future presidents from acting the same way as Donald Trump and overturning all the progress that we've made. Again, their definition of progress is our definition of regress. We've been sliding backwards ever since the 60s. Well, maybe even since FDR was in office and started screwing things up, taking us off the gold standard, starting Social Security and welfare and all that garbage. We have been sliding downhill, and now we are finally getting footholds in that sand trap to climb back up and level the playing field once again. And that terrifies these people that all the gains that they have made, what they think are gains, will be lost. And folks, if you're listening to this show and you listen to it with any regularity and you are not an anti, you understand what this means. This is actually coming down to a point where lines are being drawn. Battle lines are being drawn. Now, I said before, if they try and impeach Trump, there will be a civil uprising. If they don't go that route and they do something that's even worse, you're going to see a civil war. That will erupt when the Republicans have finally had it with all of the progressives, all of the Democrats, and then it will be one-on-one and all hell is going to break loose. We're coming to one big-ass fork in the road, and it's a question of which way that we go. But the way that things are currently going right now, they are doing their damnedest to get Trump out of office or to damage his re-election chances. And if they keep going, they are going to cross a line that they will not be able to come back from. And if this line, this direction that they're taking, does not stop very, very soon, if they're not shut down, they are going to trigger something before the next elections. But on that note, I'm out of time here, folks. So I'm going to jump off at this point here. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Let me know if you like the show. Let me know if you hate the show. Let me know if there's something you want me to cover. I will always get back to you, and I will always do my best to try and make that happen for you. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Until then, stay safe, stay free, stay focused, stay awake, and most of all, stay tuned, because I'll be back next week. It's been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.